This is Bob Tragus bringing you the other side of the news here on your community radio station, WCRS 98.3, 102.1 FM. I'm here with three anti-racist political activists who've had an encounter with the police where there was excessive use of force, and they were all charged. Welcome to the studio, Ashley.
Hi.
And Tori.
Hi.
And Alex.
Hi.
Okay, let's go over what was happening. You were at a party, and you needed, when was this?
This was Friday night.
So Friday night you're at a party. How did you end up with an encounter with the police, Ashley?
Well, I showed up to a potluck, and...
Well, that could do it in modern America. You show up for... It was a political...
I was in possession of potato salad,
yeah,
so...
Potluck, and there was probably some kale being served.
I was talking to my friends for a few minutes when I heard that someone was having an asthma attack and needed a ride to a hospital.
And who was that?
That was Alex.
So, Alex, yeah, you have asthma and you were having an attack at this party?
Yes, I have asthma. It flares up every once in a while, usually, like, very bad asthma attacks. I needed an inhaler, but was not able to communicate that in the moment, so people decided it was best to take me to the hospital. I guess I wasn't really conscious when I left the party, so.
And Tori, you were gonna go along for the ride to the hospital?
I had attended the party with Alex, so when I found out he was sick, I volunteered to go with him to the hospital. And on the way there, he had stopped breathing 5 times in the car, and I had to breathe him back to life.
Okay, so Alex is being rushed to the hospital. Tori is with him, and Ashley is driving. What happens next?
Alex is losing consciousness in the back seat. I didn't realize Tori is communicating that to me. I'm having trouble understanding her because she's trying to tend to him and talk to me at the same time. I'm checking in the rearview mirror and missed the turn for the hospital. At this point, I'm a little discombobulated.
And where was this at? You missed the turn at where?
At 10th. I'm going south on High.
Okay, so this South High Street... At 10th, you're taking them to the university hospital.
Correct.
You missed the turn. What happens next?
Alex loses consciousness. Neither of us know CPR, so I pulled into the nearest place, which was the Taco Bell parking lot, where I thought perhaps the security guard might have no CPR. So I stopped and asked for directions, because... I realized how close we were to the hospital. Asked for directions back to the hospital, realized that Alex was still not responding. Try to get back on track to the hospital, and he says, I'm going to call the squad.
So, okay, let me get this right. You pull up to ask for directions or for help, and his response is that he's going to help you by calling a squad.
Correct.
Okay.
At that point, I realized that by the time that happened, that it might be too late. Alex still isn't responding. I get back in my car. I was about halfway out the car, out the window. Get back in the car. Go to pull out to get back. I realize where we are. I, you know, snap back into reality. Get back in the car. Start to pull away to get back on track to the hospital. And the security guard blocks me from doing so.
Okay, well, what did he say? He just decided to block you because it was a call to 911 and he
Correct.
Thought you
and I
should
said,
stay there?
Exactly. At this point, we're on at the Taco Bell on, what, 7th, 10th?
Yeah,
so we're, what, a block and two
right.
blocks away from the hospital. There was no reason to call the ambulance. We were close. I realized where we were at the time. Was trying to get back there.
So he wouldn't let you leave, but he's a security guard. How do the police figure into this, Tori?
So he stops us from leaving, and the squad shows up, and they park right behind the car. So we end up getting blocked from leaving altogether because the ambulance is behind us.
Are you in the parking lot?
We're in the parking lot.
Are you in the ordering lane?
No.
We're in the first two parking spaces.
Yeah.
Okay. The security guard's in the first space. We're in the second space. face.
Okay, so is he in a car or is he standing?
He's outside of the car at this point because he was standing behind the car.
And he's blocking you from leaving?
Yes.
Okay, which I don't see how he had any right to do that. Legally has no right.
We didn't either.
Other than a citizen's, unless he's making a citizen's arrest. So the cops show up and block you in. What happens with... are you conscious at this time?
No.
No. So Alex is not conscious. What did the police say to you as the driver?
Well, the paramedics showed up first. They asked what was going on while they were doing that. They were more focused on me and what my information was and trying to insist that there was something else going on here other than asthma. I told them I had no knowledge of anything else other than asthma going on.
Suspecting black tar heroin.
I have no idea. They smell the potato salad. I'm not sure.
Meth con, some meth vibe, Breaking Bad political activists.
I guess. So there, at this point, I'm like, why are you talking to me? My friend needs help. At this point, the police show up. They ask me, what's going on again? I say, I showed at a party. A friend needed a ride to the hospital. I gave them that ride, and I'm not sure why you guys are getting in the way of that. What's happening is you guys are preventing me from driving my friend to get help.
So it was this one squad car?
No. I couldn't see how many cars there were at that point, but at this point there are at least 8 officers on the driver's side in front of the paramedics.
So 8 officers show up with paramedics and with a... security guard at Taco Bell. Did somebody order the chalupa? Is there some logical reason that there would be that many police there? So there's at this point, no criminal complaint.
Nope.
Whatsoever. So what happens in your encounter with the police, Ashley?
What happens is they start questioning me about the incidents before the asthma attack. I tell them I don't know anything.
So someone is unconscious.
Right.
With asthma.
Right.
Has stopped breathing 5 times, Tori, is that correct?
Yes.
Yes. And they want to know the background.
Right. Which I insist
after
that
after sending 8 cops.
Right.
You figure
and aligning themselves in between us and the paramedics.
Okay.
So I tell them I have no idea what happened at the party before I got there. I had been there for 10-15 minutes before someone asked for a ride. So here they start asking me what his name is. I tell them his name. They wouldn't accept that. They start asking for his full name, which I didn't know. They thought I was evading them, I guess, which I wasn't. I was giving them all the information. They start asking me if I've been under the influence of drugs or alcohol, which I hadn't been, so I told them the truth, no. And that I was the designated driver, and that I was showing up at the party sober for that purpose, and that I was doing that, and that these people were stopping me from doing the right thing, which was, being a friend in need and, showing up at a party so that I could help out.
Tori, how did it get out of control from your perspective? They're talking to Ashley. She's driving. What did you see?
Well, from what I remember, because I was trying to help Alex at the same time as trying to figure out what was going on in the front seat.
Mm-hmm.
Because Alex was still having breathing problems, and I was trying to keep him with his arms up so he could breathe better through his lungs. And all I remember is the cops coming in, asking Ashley a bunch of questions. And then they tell her to turn her car off and then tell her to hand over her keys.
Oh, how did that happen, Ashley? How did it suddenly get to a situation where you have to turn off your car and hand over your keys?
Well, at this point, it's very clear that we're not getting Alex to a hospital anytime soon and that their sole purpose for being
there... Well, he needs a beating first, okay?
Right.
asthma attack.
Their sole purpose for being there is to keep us from leaving. I know I'm not doing anything wrong. I start checking into in the back seat, and Tori and I start establishing our rights. At this point, I turn off the car just to, at this point I know I'm not leaving,
so
I turn off my engine.
You're starting to invoke the Constitution.
Right.
What this means is all of you are charged with something. How many charges do you have against you?
7.
7. How many, Tori?
3.
And Alex, you were unconscious, but they had to charge you with something, like not breathing while obstructing something.
Yeah, I have 2 charges.
Okay. That's because you should be proud. That's the most an unconscious person's had in a few months. So
we start establishing our rights. At that point, the officer gets upset and is like...
Well, Columbus's finest. You know, look, let's show him some respect. You got to have a GED to be a Columbus police officer. You can have 0 knowledge of the U.S. Constitution and hold it in the utmost contempt, but you can still be a member of Columbus's finest. Okay, now that we've established that these guys really know the Constitution and they're willing to test a lie whenever called upon. So, what happens next?
He starts screaming at me that she's not a lawyer, he's an effing police officer.
She as him.
As in Tori. Stop talking to her, you talk to me. I'm the
police
officer.
I've got a GED.
And I said, you have a police officer with no right to stop me from doing what I'm doing. And at that point, he tells me to hand over my keys. I tell him...
Did he give you a reason why?
Nope. And at that point, I say, there's no reason. I'm sober. You can breathalyze me right now.
And you handed him the little ACLU card that said... Don't ever hand over your keys. announce loudly that I'm not handing over my keys and make them take the keys.
Exactly.
No. How did they handle that?
So armed with my knowledge of the things written on the ACLU card, I remind myself and the passengers that this is correct. I don't, in fact, have to hand over my keys. Correct? Correct. This is when, with my back turned to him, the officer reaches in and grabs my keys from my hands.
Assaulting a police officer! Quit resisting!
Right. we start playing tug of war with my keys. At this point, I know I'm correct because he has not asked me to step out of the car. He's not even opened my car. He's not established that he's arresting me, that he's charging me, that he's suspecting me of anything. He just wants